Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechet Erevin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Reziva Kagon B'Karav Mamish. Now the next two Mishnahs touch on the following concept. Anytime there's an area which is mutter to carry in, that's completely open on one side to an area that's usher to carry in, for example, a Rosh HaYachid, completely open on one side into Rosh HaRabim, it's usher to carry in that Rosh HaYachid. And the same goes for two Rosh HaYachid open to each other. Again, even though each one might be permitted to carry in on its own, if they didn't make an Erev together, so both would be usher to carry in if they're completely open into each other. Now, just to clarify what that means, completely open to each other, that means that there's nothing that halachically can be considered a mechitza over here. Obviously, if there's a mechitza, even if it's broken or it's open, as we'll see, it's permitted to carry depending on the situation. Now, what would be mevatel the mechitza? So, for example, if we had a mechitza, but then an area more than 10 amas wide got broken open in that mechitza, so as we learned at the beginning of the mesechta, an area wider than 10 amas can't be considered a pesach, it can't just be considered an entranceway, and that would be mevatel the entire mechitza. Now, one more thing to note for the beginning of this Mishnah. We're going to be discussing carrying on a roof. Now, why is it permitted to carry on a roof? So either it's because it has a fence around it, so the fence is considered a proper mechitza, or according to some, even without a fence or a gate, a roof is considered to have mechitzas. And how so? That's because we use the principle called good asik mechitza. We extend and raise the mechitzas. The walls of the house are viewed as extending upwards, creating mechitzas around this roof. So Mishnah Beis tells us, God gadol samach l'katan. We have a big roof next to a small roof, meaning we have a big house and a small house right next to it, owned by two different people, and it could be they're covered by the same exact roof, or they're so close to each other you can literally walk from one roof to the next one. So hagadol mutter v'katan usser. The big roof is mutter to carry on, the small roof is usser to carry on. The small roof is usser to carry on because it's completely open on one side to the big one, but the big one is permitted to carry on. Why? Even though it's open into the small one, it still is considered to have mechitzas on all four sides. If you're looking at a mishnah in front of you, you most probably have a picture, and you'll see that you have the large roof and the small roof right next to it. And where the small and large roof are connected, the large roof has something called gipufim, or overlaps. And those gipufim, or those overlaps, are considered a mechitza. And there's just a break in that mechitza to enable access to the smaller roof. And that's just considered like a pesach. That's not mevatel the mechitza. Therefore, you're allowed to carry in the bigger one. But again, the smaller one, since it's completely open on one side into the larger one, and there was no eruv made in between them, so one is not allowed to carry on the small roof. Something similar, the Mishnah continues, chatzar gedayla shenifritza l'ktana, a large chatzar, which is broken open into a small one, meaning the wall is broken down. Hagdayla mutaris v'ktana asura. One is allowed to carry in the large one, one's not allowed to carry in the small one. Bibneishi kepescha shel gedayla. The small one is considered like the entranceway into the larger one. So this is the same thing as the rooftops. The larger one is still considered to have mechitzais, whereas the small one is completely open into the larger one on one side, and since no Erev was made, it's Usser. Now into another case, Chatzar Shenifritza L'Rosh HaSarabim, a Chatzar that's broken open to Rosh HaSarabim, which means the wall on one side of the Chatzar completely broke open. Either the entire wall fell down on one side, or a section wider than 10 Amis broke open, so now it's considered to be completely open unto the Rosh HaSarabim. HaMachnes Mitoicha L'Rosh HaYachid, I'm Rosh HaYachid L'Toicha Chayiv. Someone that brings something from this Chatzar into Rosh HaYachid, or from Rosh HaYachid, such as the house, into the chatzer, chayiv, he's chayiv for doing so. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer holds that since his chatzer now is completely open into the Rosh HaSarabim, it actually takes on the din of a Rosh HaSarabim. And therefore, if you carry from the house or from a Rosh HaSayachid into the chatzer or vice versa, you'd be chayiv for doing that. The Chachamim say no. Mitaycha Rosh HaSarabim, Rosh HaSarabim, Mitaycha from it into Rosh HaSarabim or from Rosh HaSarabim into it, Potter, one would be Potter for doing so, Mipneishi Kakarmelis, because like a Karmelis, meaning a person's not going to be chayiv for carrying in and out of it. They're not allowed to do so, but they're still potter if they do. It now has a din of a karmelis. And as we've already said previously, a karmelis is an in-between rishos. It's not a rishos yachad, not a rishos arabim. And lechatchila, one is not allowed to carry from rishos yachad or rishos arabim into a karmelis or vice versa. But if they do so, they're potter. Moving on to Mishnah Gemel with a similar case. Chatzar shenifritza l'rishos arabim, m'shtei ruchay seha. A chatzar that's broken open into rishos arabim, meaning the wall fell down from two directions. Now, this doesn't mean that the left wall and the right wall fell down. That means a wall at the corner fell down. So the entire corner is missing. And so now the chatzar is open into the Rosh HaSarabim. Or v'chein bayis shenifritz m'shtei ruchaysav. Similarly, a house which is open on two sides, meaning a corner of the house where the two walls meet up at the corner, completely fell down. V'chein mavoi shenetel kairosav alechayav. Or mavoi, that the kairo, or the lechi, and now there's no kairo or lechi permitting carrying in this mavoi. And all this happened on Shabbos. The wall fell down at the corner on Shabbos, or the kairo or lechi were taken away on Shabbos. So now this place becomes asur to carry, because it's completely open into the Rosh HaSarabim, or doesn't have a kairu lechi, which we know permits carrying in a mavoi. So now it's not here. What do we do? The Mishnah says, "Mutar ba'isur Shabbos v'asurin la'asud lavoi." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, on that Shabbos you're allowed to carry over here, but for the future, unless it's fixed up, no one's allowed to carry here. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds it's permitted to continue carrying over here on Shabbos is because when Shabbos began, it was permitted to carry here. This mishap happened on Shabbos, so it's not going to asur us for the rest of Shabbos, but for all future Shabbosim, it's going to be asur to carry here unless obviously it's fixed. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, "In mutar la'isur Shabbos, if it's permitted to carry there on Shabbos, mutar la'asud lavoi." So it's permitted to carry other Shabbosim. V'masurin la'asud lavoi. And if you're going to tell me that it's asur to carry other Shabbosim, asurin la'isur Shabbos, it's asur that Shabbos as well. Just because when Shabbos began, it was permitted to carry here, that doesn't mean that it can't become asur in the middle of Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.